You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today is loving your family through, and loving your household actually, through long-term care planning. That's a mouthful. But the idea is that, and I would challenge anybody to take your concordance, if you have one at home, Strong's Concordance, or look online, and look up the word love in Hebrew and note the similarities between the word love and the word father. And, you know, I've been looking at that lately, and it just boggles my mind, actually, Hans, that you know, we hear this concept of a good father, but right there within that word in Hebrew, both love and father have a very significant issue of, yes, you've got the whole God picture, but then there's this word house and household. And when I think about how, you know, our Heavenly Father has provided for us in so many different ways. Part of being a good father is, or a good mother, as the case may be, is structuring your household in a way that is loving your family well. And so to share a story, I have another radio show that we do down in Charlotte called Clear Trumpet. And the lady that does that show in June called me and said, Robbie, I don't have time to do my show for a few months because I'm taking care of my mother, and she's got this, you know, it looked like she was going to pass away, and it was a difficult situation, and, you know, we were praying with her constantly and calling her, and it went on, and you could tell where it was just really wearing her down, and every time I talked to her, it just seemed like, wow, you know, I was reliving the story with my father, actually, that she was really struggling. And just last week, it might have been Monday, actually, this week, when I talked to her, she called in and she said, Robbie, we've had a huge breakthrough. We have found a lady to take care of my mother, and oh, it's just changed my world. It's like now rather than having to do this, that, and the other, you know, I just get to go visit her. And I have a relationship with my mother again. It's just, I can't begin to tell you how much better this is than the way that it was. And when I thought about that, you know, I couldn't help but think about our shows and how many people in right planning for long-term care realize that, wouldn't you say, Hans, like when you really get into it, like 90% of people's lives as they come in and finish is going to involve some home health care if they're lucky, right? Or some long-term care.
I mean, it's a little smaller statistic than that. You know, they say like 70% of couples are going to spend time in a long-term care facility, or they're going to spend some time there. But statistics are not really the issue with this stuff anyhow. So I don't want to be the one hanging up on them. A lot of people are going to need this. And who's going to be most affected is the family. It's just like this woman in Charlotte, that she is due to her mother, and she loves her mother, and she's going to put her life on hold and her radio show on hold to go care for her mother. And if her mother really kind of knew that situation 30 years ago, when she was planning out for her to finish well, she probably would have been perhaps more interested in getting a long-term care policy, or at least putting down a short-term care policy, or putting something down simple. And the daughter herself, as she's with her mother, would have been inquiring if she knew how it was really going to work.
Well, and again, I would not have known this had I not done this show, but I bet you within the last 2 weeks, I've had three or four conversations with individuals that are taking care of their parents or in the process of trying to figure that out as they are in some type of a, you know, rehab situation. They've just fallen. It's very, very common. Somebody turns 80, they fall. Now they've got to go to rehab. And rehab, and they're like, Robbie, did you know that Medicare only pays this? You know, they only leave them in here for so many days. And if they're not making progress, you know, Medicare isn't going to pay. So what are we going to do? You know, and they find themselves in that situation. And I'm really thinking that, you know, 2 years ago, I had no clue myself. So I think it's a lot of ignorance on this idea that Medicare does not pay. if you're not recovering at a certain rate, and something's going to have to be done.
And we're talking about custodial care here. So what comes to mind is a client that I just found out yesterday, a final diagnosis of a client of mine who, through his wife, that he has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And so you talk about a big need for long-term care. And I was just out meeting with these people a year and a half ago, really talking about her mother. So they're fully aware of care and what it costs. And they're also very aware right now that she's in a position, she's quit her job already, and she's going to be taking care of him. Really, she's doing it right now full time, even though he doesn't really require a lot of care yet. But a lot of my job, as I see it, is helping. The 90% number that you threw out is really the number of people that are without long-term care insurance. The statistics, about 10% of the people that need it have a plan for long-term care, and that involves insurance. And 90% don't, and these people fall in that category. But that doesn't mean we can't help them, you know. And I was able to really sit with them, and we figured out how we're going to spend some of the IRA money and take a tax deduction for that to offset the distributions from the IRA. And then when he passes on, she's going to receive the life insurance benefit that he has, and she's going to receive that tax-free to effectively replace the spent IRA money that we spent on care. So there's things we can do to plan for this, even if you didn't plan for it. This guy's only 63 years old. Just had a lady just before we were coming in and getting ready to do the show, I was talking to her in Texas, and she bought a Medicare supplement from us 3 years ago, and just if chance would have it, one of our salespeople impressed upon her of buying some short-term care insurance. And it's only a little over $100 a month, even less than she's paying for her Medicare supplement insurance. But thank God she bought it. And it pays $750 a week for home health care. And it's got a minimal criteria that you got to use an agency. I'm not going to get into the details of it. She didn't even understand it. She didn't even know really what she needed. She got through to me. She called in yesterday, just got home from the hospital, needs care. Her daughter is going to maybe take some time off from her job, come over there for several weeks, take care of her. She didn't really know what she was going to do. And I said, well, this insurance is going to pay you, and it's just going to pay you cash so you can pay your daughter some money. But you're going to have to use the home health care agency a little bit, and they're going to have to validate the need for the care. But just my point is she did some planning that she just kind of lucked into because somebody threw it in with her Medicare supplement insurance. But what a blessing. It's 52 weeks of care, and she asked how long it is. So there are ways to plan for this, and there's ways for your parents to do things. And if they've got reasonably good health still, we can still do something about this. I mean, we still have products. We can shift some assets. We have solutions. But if you're in poor health and no long-term care insurance company is going to take you, we still have things we can do to sit down and plan for the inevitable and at least make this.
Yeah, and I guess the part for me personally is I wouldn't have guessed it was inevitable. If somebody had said, you know, when I knew my dad didn't have long-term care insurance, or I knew it near, you know, before his accident, but it is almost inevitable that old people fall. And when I look at my own family, I can see my mother did, my father did, my grandfather did, my grandmother did. You know, when I think about it, they fall. And after they fall, there's going to have to be some rehab. But it's pretty clear to me now that these are things that as head of the household or as the wife of the household go, this is something that is going to really require us processing because it's a different world than it was 20 years ago.
People, in my experience, buy long-term care insurance because they love their family, because it's the family that bears the burden. The actual person receiving the care that's probably paying for the insurance, sure, it helps them, and it helps relieve a burden. But the people that pay for this, like the gentleman with ILS, his wife is bearing the burden for this. Her life is going to become much more difficult, and even threatening her own health. And that's where being able to bring in people for custodial care. I mean, they're going to get the skilled care and all the equipment and all that kind of stuff. She's going to be administering it along with the bathing and along with the dressing and along with the feeding and along with the just sitting there, being there for their needs, all those kind of things. 24/7, it just wears you out. And to be able to have insurance that's going to kick in money for that, well, you're still at home, or pay for it all, depending upon the level that you bought, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and, you know, there's also all the guilt and shame, by the way, that comes if you hadn't thought about this. But, you know, think about it. It's real that, you know, when your family, when your dad or your mom is not getting the care that you feel like they, you know, this person that cared for you, it breaks your heart. And you know, that's, you know, part of the equation as well. So today's show is, you know, loving your household through long-term care planning. And this is, again, at cardinalguide.com. You can get the chapter in Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Of course, the 7 Worries tab, you can see one of them is long-term care, which is the title of this show. You can get that PDF of that chapter absolutely free there at the 7 Worries tab, or you can order the whole book on Amazon, easy enough, or just email Hans and tell him you want the book. So, you know, we got a lot to talk about here on this whole subject, because we really feel like this is a place of learning and in the idea of finishing well, right? And I know you want to finish well. We all do. That we want our family to go, man, you know, dad, mom, whoever, you know, they planned things out so that they could finish well. But we'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Loving Your Household Through Long-Term Care Planning, with the idea being that, you know, and again, I challenge people at the beginning of the show to go take your concordance and look up the word love in Hebrew and compare it to the word father, and you're going to find both of them have house right straight in the middle. It's a B in the, it's a biet in Hebrew, which stands for a household. Mm-hmm. And of course, God's the head of the house. And so because of that, he's planned for all sorts of cool things for you throughout your life and provided for you in so many different wonderful ways, but planned ahead to know that, you know, like it says, you know, the plans I've made for you to prosper you and not to hinder you. Well, as the head of your household, you know, how are you planning to prosper your kids through your own, you know, invalidity, or however you, whatever that word is, on. But nonetheless, if you're listening, you may be wondering, okay, Robbie, where's the beef? You know, where? And so, Hans, you know, where's the beef? What can we do?
Well, you know, I'm just going to refer to my book. And I wrote the workbook, which was the second book that I wrote, to really put some facts and figures out in front of the reader so that you could say, and we show a 55-year-old female and a 70-year-old female, and we go through about 10 or 12 different policy options. And I'm finding the story of the lady that we spoke about in Texas on the first part of the show. She's a little under 70, and she bought a little smaller policy than we show here on page 33 of the workbook. This shows $136.24 a month is the premium for this short-term care policy. And the short-term care pays for both home health care and an institution like an assisted living, and then under separate benefits. And it pays an indemnity benefit, so it just sends you a check for every week that you're getting home health care. You don't have to send a lot of receipts in to get that. It's just to simplify it. But that's the...
I always wondered about indemnity. I hear that word. I'm still confused about it, but okay.
We have several products, several benefits on the insurance products that pay off as an indemnity. And all that simply means is you meet the standard of care. You need help with bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, continence, whatever. The six benefits, you need help with two or more of them, or you have a cognitive impairment, you've now met the trigger of the policy. And once you do that, they just send you the money every month.
I like that.
Well, it's a wonderful benefit. And it costs you a little bit. But as we go through in the policy, I just explained the simplest, least expensive form of long-term care insurance. And this lady is real glad she has it. And this is wonderful stuff where it's going to give a year or two of protection or insulation between you paying for this yourself. So it's not a comprehensive long-term care policy, but it's the first one I have on page 33.
So to get back to her story, because I think a lot of, I know I didn't understand this, but she was in the hospital. She needed rehab. At some point in time, they won't keep you there anymore.
Even think she went to rehab. I think she just got released home.
It's like you're going home even though you really can't take care of yourself.
Because when you need rehab, you need skilled care.
Right.
And that's not what we're talking about here. I mean, it could pay for skilled care, and it will pay for skilled. But we're talking about custodial care. We're talking about people helping you with bathing, dressing, eating, transferring. She just told me on the phone just this morning that she needs help a week from Thursday. She needs somebody to drive her to the doctor and go into the doctor with her because there's nobody to go with her. Well, that's not enough to trigger the benefit of the policy. But if she's receiving these home health care services anyhow, that's what she can use part of the money for. Is they'll just, on that day, instead of being over there for 2 hours, they'll be working with her for about 4 or 5 hours, and somebody will drive her to the doctor. They'll go there, they'll check her in, and they'll get her through her appointment and any therapy she needs and back home. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that these family members are doing for people. And, you know, it's wonderful to do. I did a lot of that with my mother. You did it with your father. But 24/7, it just doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't work for people in their 50s and 60s to be doing this for their parents all the time. Now, maybe some of the time, but this insurance can pay for this. And so this lady never went to rehab, and she was just home. I mean, she got out of the hospital the day before yesterday, and she called me yesterday. She's figuring out what she's going to do. I mean, she's thinking through this, and so she let me call and find out what this insurance was about. She got through to me, and I sat there, and I said, you know, I'm going to get on the phone, and I'm going to find this lady some care. And so that took me a little while, and I was talking to these people in a small town in Texas, and I really wasn't getting, they weren't saying the kind of things I wanted them to say to me on the other end of the phone. And so then I just went on, and I Googled Right at Home, which is a national franchise thing, and they couldn't help me either. They didn't have anything close. But when I Googled that, Visiting Angels came up. So then I went on Visiting Angels' site, typed in her zip code, and found in 10 miles away, I found a franchise for Visiting Angel. I called them up, got it all taken care of in about 10 minutes, explained what she needed. They're doing a free assessment. They're going to be out doing that. Now it's going to be tomorrow. They're going to go out, they're going to assess her, and they're going to start giving her care right away in her home. And we're going to get the insurance company to pay for it.
Yeah, and you know, put yourself now in that daughter's position, right? She's trying to take care of her family. Her mother lives in a different place, and she's trying to navigate life, and feeling guilty is all get out because mom needs my help and I can't. But now all of a sudden, you know, short-term care insurance to the rescue.
Well, it is. And this is going to go on for a year. I mean, she's got, even though it's a short-term care policy, it's got 52 weeks of $750. And so, you know, you flip the pages in here. And by the way, the workbook, you can get these books, the original guide or the workbook, in a lot of places. You can go on Amazon. They're on there. They're inexpensive. You can go to cardinalguide.com and get to Amazon that way. It'll take you right to the books page. You can get them for free. Like, you can get the long-term care chapter, the stuff I'm quoting on page 33. You can download that for free just under the long-term care tab on our website, cardinalguide.com. You can also send me an email. I'd be glad to send you these books.
So one of the things that just, for me, that we've talked about in several shows, but just looks really fascinating, is that apparently there's like a whole life insurance policy that also has a long-term care benefit. So it's, you call, is that what you call a hybrid?
Yeah.
Or is a hybrid something else?
A hybrid is putting together two things and making one. I mean, that's what the word, you know, is in Webster's. And so a hybrid is the merging of a life insurance policy and a long-term care policy. And it really appeals as well to people's need. It appeals to their greed, because a lot of people's excuse for not buying long-term, well, I'm going to pay into that for all these years, and I'm going to drop over dead and never collect a dime. And, you know, my thinking is, well, and you're never going to know it, by the way, but but still, so you buy a life insurance policy, a hybrid life insurance long-term care, and you buy a death benefit, just like you do on any other life insurance policy. And then you have the ability to access your death benefit early, before you die, while you're still alive, for long-term care. And it's a tax-free accessing of it as well. So you buy a $500,000 life insurance policy, and it allows you to take out $10,000 a month for 50 months. I mean, just giving you a simple example. And so, if you never use long-term care, your heirs are going to get $500,000 when you die. If you use long-term care, you have the ability to withdraw $10,000 every month for 50 months, which is a little over 4 years, that you then spend on long-term care, and that comes to you tax-free. And then after you die, you're not going to get both benefits to your estate. I mean, so if they paid you out 20 months at $10,000, or you collected $200,000, you're now deceased, your heirs are going to get $300,000. So in its simplest explanation, that's a hybrid life long-term care benefit. There's also ways to buy that with a single premium. They have policies that, and you can buy much less than $500,000. You can buy $100,000 or $200,000. And then when you blow through that, there's an extension rider that pays for long-term care. I don't want to start throwing a lot of facts at people.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean, you know, since you're throwing that out there, an extension rider sounds like,
yeah,
some kind of BB gun to me. But so this person that buys the hybrid,
right,
and all of a sudden, wow, at 50 months, it's gone, but they could have purchased something to cover that as well?
Yeah, and just an extension rider, where now the thing is, there's no death benefit left. The $500,000 is used up, but now you have a long-term care extension rider that you bought in the beginning. It keeps paying you $10,000 a
month. Now, is that a single premium, or is that something that you pay?
It can be either way.
And are those expensive, these?
Yes.
To be honest?
Yes. You know, when somebody asks me, is this expensive, you know, my answer to that is, yeah, it's real expensive. And what I want to ask you a question back is, that if you buy the insurance or not? Because if you buy the insurance, this thing's going to pay you $120,000 a year for several years to pay an expensive long-term care bill. It's going to cost you less than that in premiums. And you can purchase this even with IRA money. We can take a piece of your IRA money and move it over there. You don't have to pay taxes right away. You're going to have to pay taxes on that IRA, but we can utilize your IRA in the planning, where we can take a chunk of money and put it together with one of these riders for long-term care and come up with a very good long-term care benefit, and do it by just moving your assets to an insurance company. They're still yours.
As my old boss used to say, which I always thought was profound wisdom. He said, if you think education's expensive, try ignorance.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And so, you know, really that applies completely to this subject, because
sure
I can assure you that I would have fit under the class of totally ignorant about long-term care, about Medicare, and all those kind of things. And like you say, it's, you know, all these things that are in this book are connected together at some point in time, and this is where the real catastrophe can happen.
Well, seldom do we talk to somebody about only long-term care. I mean, that happens once in a while, but we're talking to them about Medicare, long-term care, Social Security, their income taxes, the taxes they're paying on their Social Security, their IRA, their retirement income. We're putting a whole plan together, and long-term care is just a piece of that. And it's a very important piece. And what I'll add just here in the end, you can get a lot of this stuff from anybody. And, you know, you're going to end up all right. If there's a place that I'm proud of that I make a difference in my practice, is if you end up with me as a financial planner, you're going to know your family's protected, because I'm going to impress upon you the purchase of some type of protection for this, if you can get it.
You're our goad, our very own personal John the Goad, loving your family well as you finish well with long-term care planning. Thank you, Hans. What a great show.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.